The Equitable Life Assurance Society presents This Is Your FBI. This Is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Presented, transcribed as a public service by the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community. In a recent talk, Thomas I. Parkinson, president of the Equitable Life Assurance Society, remarked,
"Self-reliant citizens living in their own mortgage-free homes are the cornerstone of a free country. That is why, of all the manifold services rendered by the Equitable Society to its 4 million members, one which I rank near the top in importance is the Equitable's Assured Home Ownership Plan."
In about 14 minutes, I'll be back to tell you homeowners about the Equitable Society's famous Assured Home Ownership Plan that President Parkinson considers so important. Tonight, the subject of our FBI file, racketeering. Its title, The Innocent Hijacker.
Did you ever stop to consider how many Americans are found guilty each year of offenses for which they are sent to prison? Only a little thought will make you realize that it must be a dismal and appalling number. An annual crime crop that runs into hundreds of thousands of men and women. Roughly the same as jailing the entire population of a big city. Each year, likewise, the prison cells release thousands upon thousands of prisoners. Most of them come out on parole. Tonight's case from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation deals with one of these paroled men. This particular file was chosen because it illustrates a great and glaring weakness in our parole system, a weakness which can and should be corrected. Tonight's file opens in the visiting room of a state prison. An attractive woman sits on a bench before the huge wire screen that separates the prisoners from visitors. As the woman waits, a prisoner approaches and sits across from her.
Betty?
Hello, dear.
I got news. Great news.
What is it, Eric?
I'm getting out.
You're what?
Yeah, I'm paroled.
Eric.
Hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to be happy.
I am happy.
When were you crying?
Of course. When you get out?
Tuesday.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah. Take a look at this. Here. That's the word. Right from the warden's office.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I want you to quit your job.
Oh, now, Eric.
Look, I've been laying off for 3.5 years. Now it's time you took a rest.
But we'll need...
Whatever we need, I'll take care of. I'm getting a job as soon as I get out.
With who?
I don't know.
Not Vince Parker.
Honey, I promised you I was all done with it. I'm getting a legitimate job. Because once I'm out of here, I'm staying out.
The following week, in a nearby city, a flashily dressed man enters a midtown office. A second man is seated behind the desk. He looks up from the morning mail.
Good morning, Leo.
It ain't a good morning.
Why not?
Because three of our guys come up today and get hit with the book. 20 years each. 2-0.
Yes, I know.
How do you know? It just happened.
One of my friends at the courthouse called me.
Oh, this puts us in great shape.
Now, there's no point worrying about it.
Vince, if you told me where a truck would be knocked off tonight, I'd have to do it myself. We're out of drivers.
Lots of businesses have personnel problems these days. You think it's always easy for me to get help from my stores?
Oh, so you run an ad in the papers. We can't do that to get guys to heist a truck.
Eric Fisher